Mpumalanga Space Music on Rise FM with Anthony Hamilton. Can't let go. And you still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio, Madam Fezile Manzini. Ngishilo kuthi, I'm not alone in studio this evening. I'm with Miss Tsakani Baloyi, who's the founder of It Ends Here Foundation. And mainly the reason why I said no ways ngifuna kuthi abe khona is because we have different conversations on a day-to-day on different issues. Your GBV, you can name it, substance abuse, nanani. But as cousin listening, nginokuva abantu bakhala ngokuthi Fezile, I do want professional help. I do need professional help, but I don't have the means. So kubalulekile ukuthi siphinde sikhulume nebantu abathi mina ngisita wona umphakathi. I do have programs that assist families and individuals that have been affected or impacted by some of the issues that we have in Pagatini. So I thought, hi, if there's someone who's doing that and it's someone who's from right here, Ekaya, White River, in Mshololozi, let's have a conversation with her and find out ukuthi kahle kahle kwendekalani, sisitakala njani njengoba athi ufuna kusincisisa singumphakathi. Good evening, Sister Kan.
Good evening, Sister Fezile and the listeners.
No, I see, Shem Guti, you seem tired.
I am.
You seem tired. No, it's okay. I'm the only person who's awake around this time. So to call you out and for you to say, I'm definitely coming through. Thank you. Thank you very much for availing yourself. I know you're a very busy person. Gusitumphakathi is a lot of work. Around this time, now befanele ngabe uphumlile, you're also taking care of yourself, but you made time once. I'm going to Rise FM and we're going to have a conversation about kuthi siusita njani umphakathi. Now, firstly, I'd like to get to know Sister Kani. Where was Sister Kani Baloyi born and raised?
I was born and raised in a rural area called Mabarule, Bushbuck Ridge site. So I am a typical Shangani lady. And growing up in Mabarule has a significant contribution and impact on my life. It also shaped me into the person I am today. But currently, as you said, I am a full-time resident at Mshololozi, which my house is there.
All right. So having said what you said, Gutsi, you are from Mabarule. I said that right?
Yes.
But now you are based here in White River, Mshololozi. What inspired you to start this foundation? It ends here.
The inspiration to start my foundation revolved two things. Mm. It came from my personal experience of GBV, the first one. Mm. The second one is going to school without proper uniform. Mm. When I was growing up, so I had a desire to give back to community, and I had a desire to create a safe space and platform that can provide support and help others. Hence, it gave me joy to make an impact in someone's life. That's what inspired me to start the organization.
Now, having shared what inspired you to start It Ends Here Foundation, what do you want to achieve through this foundation? I think firstly, Mhlambe, if you would just share, you know, the programs that you have.
Okay, thank you. Through my foundation, I aim to create and restore a healthy, non-abusive environment where all people will live in a safe environment free from abuse. And I will only achieve that vision through a specific program that we're offering. To list just a few, we have a program called GBV Prevention. My aim is to create a safe and supportive environment where individuals are educated about gender-based violence and femicide, equipped with tools for prevention and empowered to take a stand against GBV. We also have a child safeguarding. My goal is to ensure a safety and well-being of all children by providing education on child protection and create a community that prioritizes the safety of children. We also have support and care for orphan and vulnerable children. Aim to strive to provide a comprehensive support and care for orphan and vulnerable children, ensuring they have access to basic needs, education and emotional support to help them strive. We also have a program called Provision of Social School Uniform. My aim is to ensure that all children have the necessary school uniform, removing a barrier to education and promoting a sense of a sense of equality and belonging amongst the children, because we're coming from a different background. And with this program of school uniform drive, During the year 2023, we made a huge impact, which we assisted more than 2,000 kids from the rural area of Sholozi and the other areas where we're operating. And we worked closely with Boschrand and John Mgloli Primary School. So in the nutshell, those are some of the activity or objective that we're offering in the community. And the aim is to create a community that is safe from abuse and giving back to the community.
Wow, I'm still in a, you know, when you said two, 2,000?
More than 2,000 kids that we assisted with school uniforms, school shoes.
You know, that's a great achievement. That is not something to take lightly, especially coming from, you know, a citizen, because we always expect something from the government. When people come together and they're able to achieve that, that is certainly something worth applauding. Now, coming from EE Youth Month, you held a youth event in White River Msholozi. Now, tell us more about that. What was the event about?
Okay, we had a youth event designed to educate and empower youth in the community of Msholozi about GBV. We also organized other stakeholders to educate youth about other issues affecting them, such as substance abuse, HIV, health-related issue. However, the core theme was about GBV. It's imperative for me to emphasize that gender-based violence is a grave violation of human rights. So, and if your rights is violated, you will not be able to live in peace wherever you are living or in the environment where you're living. And what we emphasize with our GBV program is this. We want every person to understand GBV, whether you are a child, a youth, a man, a woman, and an LGBTQI plus community. Regardless of your race, your economic status, GBV affects everyone, directly or indirectly. Hence, we want every person to have an understanding of GBV in order to fight against it. We want to promote every person to become an active bystander, which the goal is to create a community where individuals feel responsible and capable for contributing to the safety and well-being of others. So the youth event that we had during the month of June, it was all about that, and it was a success.
Now, because you spoke about the youth, what have you discovered through that event to be the youth's biggest challenges?
The biggest challenges faced by youth is mostly the substance abuse. Hence, we also had people who spoke about substance abuse and how they can get help. And the other one that we discovered is undocumented youth in our community. Who wish to further their studies, but they're unable. The other issue was GBV cases that are not reported. The other one is teenage pregnancy, which some of the girls, they end up raising their kids on their own. The other one is access to higher education due to lack of funding. Youth, they lack funding to further their studies. The other one was HIV and AIDS, which is a high rate, and poverty, which contribute also to kids not having proper school uniform to go to school. But through our foundation, we are committed to assist in addressing in some of those challenges by providing support, resource, and opportunity for youth people to strive in their life. So we are there as It Ends Here Foundation to assist wherever we can.
Yeah, that's quite a lot of things that I feel we need to work on, because I believe that it's not just the responsibility of It Ends Here.
Yes.
As parents, as members of society, you know, hearing, you know, some of the challenges that you've discovered through this initiative to be what the youth is raising as the issues that they're facing. It says we've got a lot of work to do as parents. We've got a lot of work to do as communities to also assist the likes of Sister Kani Valoi. Now, for someone who says, Fezil, I've heard everything that Sister Kani has mentioned, and I do believe Wuthi, I also want to assist Omhlambe. I also need, you know, to be in touch with some of these programs because I feel they might benefit me or my child. How can they access It Ends Here Foundation?
It Ends Here Foundation is based at Msholozi, just next to Divine Praise Ministry, D section. You can contact us or visit our office. You can contact us in 063 440 6262. That is our cell number. We're also available on WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. So you can also contact us through those platforms, but we are available in this section, Msholozi rural area.
All right. No, thank you. Thank you very much. And hopefully we will all do the work. And the beautiful thing about this conversation is that we had it on the 1st of July. So there's time for all of us to look at ourselves and say, no, man, I'm not doing enough to build the community that I desire my child to grow in. Because when someone comes forward and they raise all of the issues Sister Kani has raised, you need to understand that whether your child is still young or they are not grown, they are growing up in a society where they are at risk of also becoming one of the young people that will also complain about being affected by these issues that were raised. So thank you, Sister Kani, for making the time to come forward. But above everything else, thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you.
Because not everyone, you know, is as selfless as you are to say, I survived GBV, but I want to ensure that someone else does not become a victim or someone else has help. Because most people who are survivors will tell you that I had to take care of myself and get myself out of the situation. There was the support system that I'm giving to others I didn't have. Mm. So for you to be strong enough to also say, I'm not going to worry about being triggered. I'm not going to worry about, you know, possibly reliving my own ordeal in trying to help someone else, but I'm availing myself to being the support system and offering someone else what I either had or didn't have. No, that is a beautiful thing for you to do. And all the best on the work that you do. Hopefully the right people are also listening. And Asemsholozi, umangabe bongati, you're facing some of the challenges. Sister Kanela Tsuyangeti Sangato. You know where to find them at D section next to Divine Church, Njongoba Begashilo. Try and find them. It starts with also you taking the first step towards help. Thank you very much, Sister Kani, and please do enjoy the rest of your evening.
And thank you for having me.
That was Ms. Tsakani Valoi, the founder of It Ends Here Foundation, which is based at White River Msholozi, njengoba bekashilo, base Section D, close to Divine Church. Umangabe ninetinginga base Msholozi, now you know there's someone close by who's willing and waiting for you to come through. It's Rise FM.
May the force be with you in the month of May.